From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The High Missouri, another in the Rivers West series, this one by author Wen Blevins. Now, let's begin with The High Missouri. Part 1. The Call. Chapter 1. Dylan Elfin Davis Campbell looked at the lists of figures on the piece of paper. They squiggled. They dashed around like little black ants, racing here and there and everywhere. One thing they didn't do was sit still. The other was add up. If he had to look at them any longer, he would scream. He told himself to take a deep breath. If he did, he would choke. He was sure of that. Choke on air, on life itself. He clenched his fists and his teeth so hard he thought his entire body must be shaking. "Don't worry," he raged at himself. "You can't die. You're already dead. Just past your 22nd birthday in the first month of spring, you're dead. Call the embalmer." It was Friday afternoon at the Bank of Montreal, and Dylan was proving that the amount in the cash drawers at the start of the day, plus the amount of money deposited today, added to the amount of cash now in the cash drawers, less the amount taken out in cash, or whatever the devil the formula was. He did this every day in the late afternoon. The figures never added up. They were too busy anting around. And when they didn't add up, he had to stay late without pay and make them do it.
"Mr. Campbell?"
called the nasal voice of the bastard MacDonald. They called him that jokingly, half with malice, because Dougal MacDonald was his rich father's son via a French mistress. Mr. MacDonald.